Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Monday, March 6th. After a firmer tone overnight, markets, corn, wheat, and beans all sold off on the opening, tried to claw back near the highs, and then spent the rest of the day trading lower before a final little pop to close, just a bit off of the lows on the day. So wheat, the only market to remain positive into the close. So let's take a look at the numbers. We've got May corn finishing down 2.25 cents at 378.5, about 4.5 cents off of the 383 high. December finishing down 1.25 cents at 398. That was about 3 cents off the high 401.25. Export inspections came in pretty good today, 1.445 million metric tons. That was versus estimates of between 1 and 1.3 million metric tons. Some of the weakness in the corn this afternoon, some worries about bird flu being discovered down in Tennessee, and that weighing on possibilities for demand of corn and also soybean meal. And why don't we go and take a look at the beans now. We've got May finishing down 0.25 cents at 1037.5, over 10 cents off the intraday high in May, coming in at 1048.5. And we've got November finishing down 0.25 cents at 1021.75, about 8.5 cents off the high of the day at 1029.75, just a couple off the low. Export inspections for beans were good as well this week, 922,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 550 and 750,000. Weather in South America remains pretty good with rains moving through Brazil and Argentina, and only that northeastern part of Argentina suspect to a little bit of flooding, so we will keep an eye on that, but nothing to worry about as of yet. Excuse me. Moving to the wheat, we've got May finishing up a nickel at 458.5, 4 cents off of the 62.5 high, and Kansas City May finishing up 2.25 cents at 474, high of the day there, just a nickel higher at 479.25. Export inspections came in pretty good, 535,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 375 and 575,000. Wheat supported on forecasts for continued dry weather in the plains through at least March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. So we will have to keep an eye on that. But wheat dragged down a little bit late in the day due to the weakness in the corn and the beans. Marcos also may be doing a bit of evening up. We've got another supply and demand report coming out on Thursday from the USDA. In outside markets, we've got the dollar index up 7 points at 101.62. Crude oil down just a bit, 10 cents a barrel at 53.23. Stock market just trading about flat today to down 20 points or so. And we've got gold trading up about a dollar an ounce at $1,227.50 an ounce. So that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.